Over the weekend, a National Guard member who spent 10 months in Iraq used the Democrats' weekly radio address to deliver a tough critique of the war in Iraq. That platform is traditionally reserved for top Democratic figures. First Lieutenant Paul Rieckhoff's remarks drew some criticism, but Rieckhoff said he intends to keep speaking out and stay in the military. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
Rieckhoff led a platoon in Iraq from April 2003 until February of this year. In his radio address, the 29-year-old soldier said he was ready for war.
But when we got to Baghdad, we soon found out that the people who had planned this war were not ready for us. There were not enough vehicles, not enough ammunition, not enough medical supplies, not enough water. There was not enough body armor, leaving my men to dodge bullets with Vietnam-era flak vests. We had to write home and ask for batteries to be included in our care packages. Our soldiers deserve better.
In an interview Sunday with NPR, Rieckhoff said his men were trained for combat, but they wound up doing much they weren't trained for. They repaired schools and fixed electrical networks. They trained policemen. At one point, Rieckhoff and a dozen of his men had to guard the distribution of cash payments to Iraqi water treatment workers.
So you had hundreds of Iraqi men all employed by the water treatment facilities converging on one building to get tens of thousands of dollars that had been dropped off by a civil affairs lieutenant colonel. He dropped off the money, handed it to an Iraqi, and said, "Good luck, lieutenant. You know, make sure they don't overrun you." And it's like we felt like we're at the Alamo. I mean, there were hundreds of them and only a few of us standing on Humvees trying to do riot control, trying to do crowd control, trying to oversee the distribution of money, ensure that there's fairness, ensure that it's equitable, and at the same time maintain security and watch each other's back.
Rieckhoff said he was disappointed with President Bush for the lack of planning and support in Iraq. In his weekly radio address on Saturday, Mr. Bush said U.S. troops are working hard and sacrificing greatly. On Sunday, the White House, President Bush's reelection campaign, and the Republican National Committee all declined to respond to Rieckhoff's criticism. Speaking on ABC's This Week, General Richard Myers, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, acknowledged some of the problems Rieckhoff raised, with military equipment, for instance.
We didn't have enough armored Humvees in the whole United States Army when we started this. And that's what we're trying to fix right now.
But the general said Rieckhoff's radio address was a little too political for his taste. On the same program, Senator John McCain went further. He said he thought partisan politics should be left to the politicians.
I think it's important for us not to try to involve our men and women who are serving in the military, no matter how strong their views are. There's a clear line between civilian and military in America as far as politics is concerned. I respect and cherish the opinion of all young men and women, but I don't think it has a place in this presidential campaign.
Rieckhoff told NPR he respects Senator McCain.
But I think he's wrong in this case. I think that this became politicized the moment I was sent and other soldiers were sent to Iraq.
He was offered the opportunity to deliver the Democrats' radio address by the presidential campaign of Senator John Kerry. But Rieckhoff says his message is not a partisan one.
One person can raise their hand and raise their voice. I'm an average citizen. I'm not a politician. I'm not any type of celebrity. I'm just a guy who went over there and did my job, and now I'm coming back and speaking out about it and trying to make a difference.
He says he knows he is walking a fine line, speaking out while he is in the military. He says no one he has asked can tell him where the line is. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.